The $1.5 billion Chinese-funded Wangge Power Station expansion project is to be carried out by Sinohydro. It's set to add two generating units to the power plant, each producing 335 megawatts of electricity. It's the second major power development project by China in the southern African country in 5 years. Sinohydro is also behind the expansion of Zimbabwe's Kariba South hydropower station by an additional 300 megawatts. At the commissioning ceremony for this latest project, Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa expressed his gratitude to China. He's asking companies from the two sides to speed up the construction.
I would like to commend ZESA, Sinohydro, for working together to ensure that this project commences as quickly as possible. The collaboration between the two entities on this and other projects demonstrates the strong, mutually beneficial bilateral cooperation between our two countries.
Wangge Thermal Power Station has an installed capacity of 920 megawatts, but only able to provide 500 megawatts because it's aging. Sinohydro President Liang Jun says the project will not only boost Zimbabwe's energy sufficiency, but also optimizes the country's energy structure.
The expansion project will go a long way in mitigating the power deficit of the country by reducing the country's reliance on power imports from neighboring countries. Meantime, the equipment used in the expansion projects is more environmental friendly, helping to conserve energies and reduce pollution.
The project is also due to help with the transfer of technology and skills, and is expected to create 3,000 direct jobs for Zimbabwe. It's expected to be completed in 2022. For CRI, I'm Gao Junya reporting from Zimbabwe.